Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 16th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going?
Pretty good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
Yeah. Another one.
We're still here. We've almost pod-faded the main show, but the news goes on.
Yeah, the news goes on, at least.
Like that song from Titanic. Yeah, I'm a little under the weather, so my voice may sound a little strange, but, you know, that seems to be the story of my life the last couple months, under the weather. It's just perpetual, nonstop sickness. I love having kids. It's great.
Yeah. Little sickness buckets.
Yeah, it's like living with Papa Nurgle. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, first episode of the news of the new year. So, let's see what Antoine has uncovered for us this week.
I made the special choice just for you right in the first item.
Yeah, I know. So, first off, of course, we're going to start with our regular news items. And top of the list this week is in my shopping cart right now, Privateer Press Blindwater Army Box.
So, this is the box that's out after the CID, which is their community and created integrated development thing from Privateer Press to do a live beta. And this box contains the new models that some new models that were included in that project. Also including regular miniatures from it, because this is an army box and not just an expansion box. So there is a caster, there is a whole battle group and a bunch of new models in it for the Gators, the Blindwater Congregation.
Yeah, oh my goodness, my confirmer is called. My Dracodile needs someone to keep him company, so.
Yep. He will have friends.
Yeah, it's a pretty good box, I would say, for someone starting. I mean, the Bone Swarm might be questionable, because utility on that is kind of weird. The Bull Snapper got a little bit better, because the Animus change cost. Everything else, though, in the box is money, so.
Yeah, I think it's a versatile box, but yep. It doesn't follow the new team-centered way of building armies, though. So you'll have a good core, but you'll need to expand either toward your
battle
infantry
group,
team yeah. or your beast heavy team yep. after that.
Absolutely.
But it's a good start, anyway.
Yeah, and let's see. Price, okay, so I'll quickly go over what's in it. So you got a Black-Eyed Wrestler, you've got Rask as your caster, Gitterman Soul Slave, a Bull Snapper, and a Bone Swarm, a full unit of Gitterman Posse, the Bone Shrine, which I believe is new.
Yes. And strangely, there's only one in the box, but the blister comes with two.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It's probably just because it fits only one in the points.
Yeah, I suppose. You also have a Gitterman Bakur and Bog Trog Swamp Shamblers. You got Void Leeches. Are those new?
Yeah, they are attachments for any units.
Yeah, okay, so the Bog Trog weapon attachments. And then you have Quok, Slickspine, and Gub, the Croak Sorcerers, because nothing says sorcery like conjoined twins.
Yeah.
Retail price is $210 US. Of course, you'll be able to pick it up for less than that, but I think it's still a pretty reasonable price for that many models.
And it's on pre-order in theory, but it's coming out at the end of this week. So
yeah, I think launch date's the 18th or something.
Yeah, 19th. So
19th, okay.
By the time it's out, your store probably don't even take pre-order anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next up, and nearly as expensive, the Privateer Press released the pre-order, I should say, has gone on for the Hearthgut Hooch Hauler.
Well, to be honest, it's probably more expensive because you don't get a discount and you have customs to pay.
That's true, because we live in Canada.
Yeah. So this is the new battle engine for the Trollbloods, the Nordkin battle engine. It's coming out from Black Anchor NV Industries subline from Predator Press. That's their new line for the huge based models that are too big and probably not selling enough for general releases. So you can order it straight from them. And by doing it in the first month pre-order, you get a small gift, which this time is a can hugger. Is that the right term?
Yeah, it's like a can cozy. It basically keeps your can either hot or cold.
Yeah. Yeah, with the logo of Black Anchor and the industry. So,
yep.
That model is $165 US. You get free shipping worldwide, and it's probably coming out. Yeah, yeah, it's worldwide. It was for the Drocodile.
I thought it was only free shipping North America.
No, no, it's internationally.
Okay. Well, fair enough then.
Yeah, the big difference is if you order something else in the same order.
Antoine? All Black Anchor Heavy Industry pre-orders ship for free in the U.S.
Yeah, but read the sentence right
there. Oh, yeah, ship for...
But you will get shipping charge for other stuff that you do in the same order.
Okay.
You get a small discount, but I know if you order just that, you're fine. It was the same last time.
Big kerfuffle for the international customers ordering the Drocodile, but I thought it was because the shipping wasn't free.
No, it was just the customs and...
Just the import fees?
Yeah.
Okay.
That and the exchange rate.
Well, their pricing's always based off US dollars, so...
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
The big kerfuffle with that one is not the model itself, it's the base price. It's the... I don't know if Custius model is the highest
costliest model.
Yeah. Custius model, Predator Perceiver releases. The other one just before that was probably the Sea King at around $135 US or 140, something like that.
And I think this is only usable in one theme, correct?
Yeah, it's usable only in one theme. And it's worth half the point of the other big base releases. And it's double the price of other battle engines. So, there is some, I would say, grogne en français. Not sure what to use.
Some salt.
Some salt, yeah. In the community about that release.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a beautiful piece, though. So, if you're a true troll lover, I mean, you'll want to have it because it does look awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is big.
It is big. Yeah, that's what she said. Anyway, so yeah, so that's on pre-order, coming soon to a Creel Stone near you. All right, next up, Seamon released Dark Age January new releases.
Yeah, so this time it's a bunch of stuff from their draggeries for their Shadowcast and Aircast, I think. Yep. So a lot of models. Take a look at the link we'll provide, because there is too many releases for just that. They also have a bunch of new starter box for different factions. They're repackaged starter with new models in them, or just a more recent model than the old starters.
Right. They have some really cool stuff in here. Yeah. It's a shame. This game has some really neat art styles, but it's never took off here. All right, next up, GCT Studios, Bushido Wave 38 on pre-order.
So there are three models in this wave. The first one is Roku for the Cult of Yurai. Looks like a chicken guy.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a chicken man.
Yeah, that faction is mostly for undead and stuff like that. So kind of strange, but might be an undead Tengu. And speaking of Tengu, the next model is Irobo for the Tengu Dissension, so the Tengu faction. And lastly, we have Faijin for the Silver Moon Trade Syndicate. So all those models are on pre-order and will be shipping in early February.
There you go. All right, next up, HQ Resin, Wizard School Basin Kit.
That's about it. It's a bunch of different small items in resin, based around what you would find in the wizard school. So, a broom, scrolls, books, hats, an owl, all kinds of things.
Be a sorting hat. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything you could find to add the team to your bases or other terrain kit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and pretty affordable. It's €14.
Euros, yeah.
So, not too costly. That's a pretty cool accessory set. 12 items, something like that. 12 to 15 items.
Yeah, so 4, 8, 10, 14, 16, 20, 20? 21.
Yeah.
21 items.
So,
not bad at all for that price.
Yep.
All right, what do we got up next? Freebooter miniatures. Freebooters Fate January releases.
So, two models this time. The first one is Clisson and Bonnet, which is the new leader for the Debon faction, which is their new faction. Think small Napoleon.
I was going to say, it looks Napoleon. Yeah,
yeah, a small parity Napoleon. And the next one is a Plague Doctor for the Brotherhood. So, think of the Plague Doctor from the old look, but add an assassin team to it.
That's got kind of a cool look. I like the gas mask that makes it look like a crow or something.
Yep.
Pretty neat. All right. Next in line, Wargame exclusive, Lightside Arachnid Exarch.
Yeah.
Oh, looking at the model, right, right. Sorry, it's
so now you see what it is.
Yeah, it's a Warp Spider Exarch.
Yeah, a Warp Spider Proxy Exarch.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a cool model, really dynamic. A lot of pieces because there's the extra arms in the back for the close combat weapon and the web spinner. So, pretty a lot of pieces. Explains the price too.
I can't believe GW has never redone these models.
Yeah, me neither.
And they're such good units. Like, everyone wants them. So just redo the models. People rebuy the whole thing. Seems silly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, continue on that theme. Artel W Miniatures. Bonshi Squad.
Yeah, so...
totally not Howling Banshees.
Not Howling Banshees, the Bonshees instead. They come in all kind of numbers. I put the 5-man squad as a link, but there's a 10-man squad, and you can also get some individuals from them. They're alternate Banshees. They have a less sleek look, more worked on the armor compared to
more
the...
More textures.
Yeah, more textures than the Game Workshop one.
Well,
looks like a mix of the Game Workshop Banshees and the Predator.
Yep. I mean, it also helps these sculpts aren't 30 years old, so yeah, that makes a difference.
For sure.
No, they do look cool. A very good alternative, I would say. And a 6-man squad, well, the leader plus 5-man is $50 US. That doesn't seem too expensive compared to buying the medals.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, next up, Skullforge Scenics, Blighted Well.
So, Skullforge Scenics released a Town Well in the last month, I think, or 2 months ago. So, this is the blighted version, the corrupted version. So, the well is overfilled with pus, slime, astico. What's the name for that
in English? Maggots?
Maggots, yeah, maggots. And the small bucket on the side is... suffering the same fate. So it's a variant from their regular town well for either a really Nurgle style or...
Yep. Maybe.
Yeah.
Definitely very cool looking. Extremely well detailed. I really like it. And, I mean, I don't know what the US price is, but it translates to $23. $18 US. I mean, can't go wrong. Need a small accessories piece. That could be very cool.
It's well themed.
All right. And last of the regular news items, White Tree, Inquisitor of the One for Afterglow.
So this, Afterglow is a post-apocalyptic game. The Inquisitor of the One is what you would find in other game. It's an Inquisitor, is a judge and executioner there to kill heretics, mutants, infidels, everything. So, a new model for the game comes with a kind of power gun, flamer gun. Not too sure what's the small pistol he has. And a giant axe. So
you always need a giant axe. I mean, that's pretty standard inquisitorial gear.
Yep. Well, you need to execute people. What best
and
to
a,
do?
And it? A gun just won't do it. Yep.
Nope. No. Not that style.
Exactly.
So the price is in... Wow. I'm not too sure what that is. I know we've checked before, but it's a Polish zloty. So what does that convert to? 35 Polish zloty converts to $13 for a resin model, 32 millimeter. That's
you know, plus shipping and handling.
Fair. Yeah,
for pretty sure. Fair. That's a nice model. It's not super over the top detailed, which I like. It's got a lot of nice small details, but it's not over exaggerated.
For sure. So,
all right. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And first up this week is Wolfthorn Miniatures, 32 millimeter fantasy miniatures.
Yeah, that's not exactly the most inspiring name for a project.
But the miniatures are pretty inspiring.
Yes, those are. So there are three miniatures in the kit. The first one is the Wolf Mage. And I see three models, because each entry might have more than one model. The Wolf Mage, we already talked about that piece last year,
A while back, yeah.
It was their first release. They were testing it and getting some funds to work with the rest of the project. So this is kind of a druid summoning spirit wolves. So there's the druid with his hand in the air and three spirit wolves with him. The next model is an elven huntress. And the last model, which is really nice, is a bear lord.
Yeah, he is awesome looking. That's about all there I can say about him.
Yeah.
He is so well detailed. I love the little armor details on the bear's armor. It is a gorgeous piece. Let's look at some numbers here. So, you know what? That's a good deal.
Yes. $35 for all three miniatures?
Yeah, because the early bird's still there. Otherwise, it goes to $40. But still, even at $40 US, that's still a great deal for those three models. They are so nicely detailed. Now, if you just want one model, it's $15 US or more. Okay. Because I'm like, you can't tell me the bear is $15 and the elf by herself is $15. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the bear is a lot bigger than the other two. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, but let's just select a lone warrior.
It seems like it's the same price. Whichever you take.
Yeah, that seems strange. Cool, but strange.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, like I said, gorgeous models. There's 21 days left to go. So let's look at the numbers here. They wanted, $2,500 US. They're currently at $3,327. So they're fully funded.
Yeah. And they're just right from unlocking a new model for the project, the Spear Fighter.
Yeah. So they're on the cusp of that. They have 128 backers with 21 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should complete and be fully funded on February 6, 2018. Next up, totally an Antoine game.
Yeah, Hungry so we Troll. Started with you and we're finishing with me.
Yeah. Goblin Corsairs.
Yes, this is a Goblin Corsair, a Goblin Pirate team for Blood Bowl. Or for fantasy football games. Non-IP infringing fantasy football games.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They have so much personality. You can see all type of goblins. And each of the specialists even gets two different versions. Like the Pogo rider gets another version with the... is on a, like a seahorse. The chain ball has a puffer fish on a chain instead of the just giant ball.
Oh, the fanatic?
Yeah, for the fanatic. They are really cool.
Yeah, they're super stylized. They're really nice.
They even get five different versions for the trolls. You have either the trolls, but you also get the giant sharks instead if you prefer. Like giant amphibious sharks.
I like how there's a Davy Jones, just called Captain David or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Barbossa. Wow, they just ripped off everything from Pirates of the Caribbean. Nice.
Oh, for sure.
No, there's a lot of nice stuff here.
The Kickstarter page itself doesn't have the green on it, which is kind of strange. It's mostly the illustration, but you will see right next to the top, there is a couple of links. The first one for the illustration and the second one to all the greens on their Facebook page. So you can see all the models, all the sculpts, and not just have illustrations to base your choice on.
Yeah, which is always nice to for build some confidence. Because the sculpts are all done, right? I don't think there's anything left to do.
Or most of them, there might be.
Yeah, maybe unlocked and stretch goals that aren't done yet, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at the numbers. I mean, the full team is 55 euros. That seems really good.
Yeah. It's full team, but it's not all the models, because instead of doing just 16 models, like most of those Kickstarter for Blood Bowl do, they are creating, I think, 30 different models. So you have the a full playable team, but
you don't get the ultimate sculpts.
Yeah, you don't get the whole line.
You do get all the free unlocked stretch goals, which is nice.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, so 55 euros gets you the full team plus all the unlocked stretch goals. If you want the full team, the alternate sculpts, the metal markers and numbers set, plus all the stuff that gets unlocked, that's 75 euros. But that's no longer available. Wait, hold on. I'm looking at the early bird stuff. La 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 la. Stupid me.
I think after that, you need to pay for the add-ons.
Yeah, sorry. So let's talk about the actual pledge level that's available, not the early bird stuff that I was reading because I'm an idiot. So it's 75 euros. You get the basic lineup. The markers, the number set, and all free unlocked stretch goals. So it's still good.
Yes.
And you get your choice of trolls. Choose either the pirate or shark trolls. Your choice. So yeah, it's a really cool Kickstarter. And apparently we're not the only ones that thought so. They were looking for 4,000 euros. They're currently at 41,922 euros. So I think it's going to be successful. They have nearly 500 backers with 23 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will fund complete on Thursday, February 8th, 2018.
And that's it?
Yeah, sir. I was going to say that's it for this week. We are at the end of your list.
It's time.
We finished on a high point. I mean, finished on Goblin Pirates. How do you go wrong?
You can't go wrong with Goblin Pirates.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. So I guess we'll have to try to top that next week.
Yep. Or order some. I might get tempted.
Yes, for all that Blood Bowl we play. But I know they're goblins. I know, just for painting. I know.
Yeah, they're goblins. They're pirates, and there is a small league in Repentigny for Blood Bowl. So I might switch from my old ass halflings, boring sculpts to nicer goblins.
I had no idea you had that kind of time on your hands to play Blood Bowl.
No, I don't say it at the time. I might have the interest.
Okay. I getcha. All right, let's stop rambling. I'll talk to you next week. Bye,
Bye. Everyone. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.